The Federal Health Resources and Services Administration has awarded $150 million to healthcare centers across the nation as part of an outreach and enrollment program for patients with low incomes. The grant will help centers provide advice on how the introduction of the Affordable Care Act will affect people's current health coverage, as well as those who are currently uninsured. Healthcare centers located upstate will receive close to $1.3 million. The Innovation Trail has two reports on how they plan to use the funds. First, Ashley Hassett reports from Buffalo.
Neighborhood Health Center in Buffalo has been preparing for over a year now for the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. The organization serves poor and low-income patients and has already invested $500,000 in federal funds in waiting area and building improvements at one of their three facilities. The additional $75,000 announced last week will enable the center to hire and train new staff members in the process of the ACA, making the transition more manageable. Executive Director Joanne Hafner says she anticipates one major outcome of the ACA is it'll get more people to focus on prevention.
More people might enter into primary care to get a preventative wellness visit, which is a great thing for the cost of health care. It costs way less for us to prevent something or help someone to see a health care risk than it does to wait until they're ill or injured or need chronic disease care.
Hafner says prevention would also help reduce hospital and emergency room wait times. Now here's Kate O'Connell in Rochester.
With the enrollment period for the ACA fast approaching, Chuck Albanese, Director of Community Services at Rochester's Unity Health System, agrees prevention will be a key benefit. He says emergency rooms are overflowing because a lack of health insurance in underserved communities often translates to a lack of primary care.
This will open up access, obviously, to insurance, but also healthcare as well. A lot of folks that are underserved or homeless, they don't access healthcare until it's late stage and it's an emergency room visit, which could turn into a hospital admission.
Albanese says Unity plans to collaborate with two other Rochester centres that received funding to hold information sessions and assist at least 900 people with their insurance needs. He says there are bound to be bumps in the road, but he's hopeful this funding will help healthcare centres throughout the upstate region reach a good portion of the community in coming months. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.